Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Remix podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Courtney. Welcome to Retro Remix podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm super good. I'm just finishing up my Christmas shopping. And I'm ready for Christmas.
I know. It's just next week. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a mom. I am an author. I recently moved from Winter Springs, Florida to Georgia, so northern Georgia. So I'm having a little bit of winter for the first time in a long time. I used to live up near Chicago, which is actually where my book is set because, you know, I know a lot about Chicago. So I moved to Florida, 10 years ago or so, because I love the weather, you know, in Florida. And then, but my husband recently got transferred to Atlanta. So we had to move to this area, and I'm reacquainting myself with winter.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you something. So I was in New York until 2020, and then I moved to Chicago and things happened and all stuff. So now I spent a winter in Chicago and now I'm in Florida. Fast forward like a year and a half later, I'm like, I'm in Florida. So I'm now getting reacquainted with the warmer weather, you know, so we're the opposites here.
That's so interesting though, that we both were in the same places. But the thing about Florida at Christmas time, I love Florida. I really do. And I love winter in Florida because it's like the whole winter is like a perfect fall day, you know, but it just doesn't seem like Christmas there ever. Like, it doesn't matter how long you are there, and it doesn't matter how many lights are on palm trees around you. It just doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. I'm like getting used to it. I grew up in Puerto Rico, so I'm used to like warmer Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, but I haven't been there like in 20 years. So I'm like, it's gonna be like Aquinas going back to my childhood. But you know, yeah, there's no more snow in my horizon. That's one thing I'm happy to let go. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big snow person either. I don't like the cold here. Right now today, like we have a lot of, it's like gray out and rainy, but they said there's so little snow in Georgia that I don't have to worry about it, but.
Oh, that's good. Awesome.
But, yeah. I do kind of miss the bright blue skies all winter. That's nice, but
yeah,
it's fine. I'm only 5 hours away. My daughter's going to U of F. So, she's a 6-hour drive for me, 5 hours on a good day.
Oh,
so
nice.
I still go there frequently and visit. So whenever I need a sunshine fix.
There we go. All right. So the chat about the Christmas rest, tell us a little elevator pitch for it.
Well, it is my very first Christmas book ever. It is about Meg, who she inherits her father's, he runs a condominium building, an apartment building. In Chicago, and it ends up being a historical landmark that she wasn't aware of. And there's a whole cast of quirky characters, and it's like, you know, the feel-good type of Christmas book that you come to expect at Christmas time. My publisher actually wanted it to be a little more sentimental, I guess. But as I was writing it, Meg just, she is just like funnier and wittier than that. And so like, it just kind of turned into more of a, I don't know, a lighthearted kind of, there's sentimental stuff in it too. But Meg just doesn't handle things, you know, in that kind of serious way. She kind of, she uses humor as kind of like her shield. So, yeah, so that's why it ended up being a little bit, you know, funnier and wittier than I intended it to be. And that's just because of Meg. Sometimes when you're writing, your characters just kind of take over. So
yeah,
that's where I ended up with her.
I love this. So did you plot it out, or was it something you uncover? You pants your way and you uncover the characters as you were writing?
I used to be a pantser a long time ago. And sometimes I still am to a certain extent, but By and large, now I at least have a loose outline when I write any book. Like I know where it's going to be, where it's going to end up. And usually the middle is just where I pants it, you know, like, and I usually plot those out like the night before I write the next day. I sit down and I just kind of sketch out what I think it's going to be. And half the time it ends up totally different the next day, but at least I tried.
I love this. What can we expect for you in 2022?
Well, I have a second Christmas book coming from the same publisher that I actually am just getting ready to turn in to the publisher. So it'll be ready for next year. It's called Home for Christmas. And it is about a girl who, I know this is, it sounds zany, but she winds up back in 1944 and she becomes friends with her grandmother when her grandmother was her age. And so her grandmother, at the start of the book, her grandmother had just died and she was a really key person in, the girl's name is Piper, in Piper's life. And so it's a really feel good Christmas book. And so it makes me feel good while I'm writing it. So I hope it makes everybody feel good when they read it.
Oh, this is so exciting. So what has sparked joy in the past couple of years? I know we experienced a lot of darkness, a lot of changes, a lot of things are like outside of control, but there might be something that was lighthearted, like whether it's writing, reading, or a hobby or something you discovered this past couple of years.
The last couple of years have been so challenging for everybody. I really have found it interesting to watch other people and how they are coping. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so interesting to me how we're going to look back. I mean, our grandkids are going to ask us, you know, what was it like? You know, like my grandparents, you know, they always told stories about the Depression. And I feel like, and, you know, they always had interesting things that they were able to do, even when, you know, there was like rations during the war and all kinds of stuff. And they figured out a way to be happy still. And I feel like we're in the same boat. Like, I think a lot of the things that have sparked joy for me in the past couple of years have been simple things like just being able to see my family again after, you know, after quarantine was done, like just being able to hug them. And it really, I feel like, and I feel like a lot of people are the same way, it really reminded me that simple things, you know, make me the happiest, you know, just having my kids back home right now. Cause my baby, my youngest daughter, my only daughter, but she is home from college. This is her first year of college. And so just having her home is just, you know, sparks joy because she's back, you know, and I think the pandemic really made us evaluate, you know, what is the most important, what's the most important things, you know, and our family is. And so I think that's really what I've been focusing on a lot, you know, because especially too, Elle and I, my daughter, we were together so much during the pandemic because we quarantined for the longest time. You know, at the beginning, everybody thought, okay, just quarantine for, what was it, 6 weeks or whatever. Yeah. And so we quarantined because being in Florida where there's a lot of people, you know, we really thought, okay, we're going to quarantine. So we did. And we spent so much time together and we never did get on each other's nerves, which is weird. But then when she left for college, it was like, whoa, my sidekick is gone now, you know? So that took some getting used to, but no, people spark joy for me now. Like it really, the pandemic really made you think about when you're isolated, you really realized how much those connections mean to you. And so people spark joy for me. So
I love this.
Long story short, sorry.
I love this so much because I think in some ways we get back to the roots of things. Like relationships are like, you know, are something that we need. And so making time for them and seeing them, you know, and appreciating when we haven't seen them in a while. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what have some books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Right. Okay. So when I am writing, I don't read because I don't want to accidentally pick up any, like subconsciously pick up any detail of the story that I'm reading and put it in the story that I'm writing. It's actually easier to do than you think. It's just like a subconscious thing. You don't do it on purpose at all. But so I don't read when I'm writing and I'm under a huge deadline right now, but I am dying to read Brené Brown's new book. Like I think it's called Atlas of the Heart or something. I really want to read that. And that's going to be my reward when I am finished with this. So I already have it. It's on the table. I ordered it. You know, it's ready. It's waiting. So I will be reading that afterwards. I like a lot of I really love like self-help books. Like, so even though I definitely never read fiction when I'm writing for sure, but I do love like self-help books and trying to, I think that's a great way of self-care. You know, it's just to work on ourselves and, you know, something about ourselves. So I'm always tinkering on myself, you know, like with new communication skills or whatever. I'm always, I just think we're works in progress. And so a lot of my leisure time when I'm reading, I use on that.
I love this. This is great. So tell us where you can find you online.
Me, CourtneyColeWrites.com. That is my website. Easy to remember. I haven't kept it as up to date as I should have this past year, but yes, CourtneyColeWrites.com is where you can find me. I haven't been doing any signings the last year or two. I just haven't, you know, but I do look forward to, you know, when things get kind of back to normal, if they ever do, I do look forward to going to a couple signings, but yeah, I haven't been to any the last year.
It's all good. I think it's just a weird time.
It really is.
It is all good. So thank you, Courtney, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy you didn't ask any uncomfortable questions or anything.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.